Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the 19th of December. We're counting down. We're 6 days out. It is a beautiful Wednesday here. It's getting warm again. I think tomorrow we're going to hit 80 in L.A. And I just wanted to forewarn you, my phone shut down on the studio right before the show started. So if I go away, I will be right back. But I wanted to talk about yet another thing, things that come up at the holidays, because everything looks bigger at this time of year. People are busier. They want to make sure everything is perfect. They're not really paying attention to the normal things. But there's a lot of normal things that go on that build and produce better relationships, better New Year's, better days, better nights. And one of them is accountability. And accountability is one of the very first, the night of, that I saw Christ. When I got home and he said, 1 ounce of pure love or pure intent will overcome any obstacle, provided it's pure. And I, you know, thought to myself, how do I even know if my intentions are pure? What are pure intentions? Like, what does that look like? What does that feel like? So to take it a step further, the next day, writing, and I was writing about accountability. And I thought, accountability, like accounting, there's debits, there's credits, and does it balance at the end? But with accountability, it's a little bit different when it's personal accountability. Because we don't really talk about it very much, yet it is the bones of any relationship you have ever had, have now, will ever have, whether it's with your children, your partner, the people you work with. It's one of those unspoken power emotions. I mean, it's just, it's either there or it's not. But how does being true, rather than being a plate spinner, because there's a lot of plate spinners. Oh, no, you didn't see what you saw. You didn't hear what you heard. But how does that, I mean, seriously clean up your mind, let alone your life? Because once you're intact, once you are accountable to yourself, you will find blaming every action. Because you feel guilty or you feel like they don't want you to do it and you want to please everybody or whatever it is we start doing, getting defensive, wanting to argue and spew our anger because we have nowhere to go with it. When you're accountable and you say these four words, yes, I did that and I enjoyed it, or yes, I did that. And then I found out that might not be something I want to do again. Yes, I did that really hard. Or yes, I did that, and it's a million steps. Whatever it is, just saying the words, yes, I did that, clears the air. Because you are taking accountability. And then instead of trying to justify why you bought that thing, why you went to this place, why you met with this person, why you did anything, you can talk about the experience objectively. Like, yes, I met with her. We prayed together, or we worked together, or we shopped together. And I found this great peace, as opposed to, well, you know, I bought this because there's a space in the corner and I figured we would fill it and blah, blah, and you start talking. Oh, I did that because, you know, we've always had a problem with you know, her being scared of, and you start hearing all this stuff. But a lot of that is somebody trying to convince themselves. But when you have a partner and you live with them and you listen to them day in and day out, you know them, you know who they are, you know who they want to be, you love them, you support them. Every little nuance you notice, whether you want to notice it or not, is another story. You just notice it because you're there. So when you're with someone who is accountable, the nature of the relationship itself, it just grows wings. Because all of a sudden you realize you're starting to accomplish things because the foundation of trust has built. And it's like, you know, in kindergarten when we have show and tell, and we go in and we bring in our favorite book or our favorite stuffed animal, or, you know, at that time, I know when I was a kid, I don't know what they bring in now, probably their phones or their games. But at the time, you would bring it and you would tell people a little bit about why you like this stuffed animal, or why you like this little book, or why you like this toy. And then they do that, one, to give you practice in talking about something. And when we're little, we only can talk about what we know. We don't have, you know, I mean, we have an imagination, but when we're talking from the imagination, everybody pretty much gets that we're talking from an imagination. But usually, the thing we say is just what we see in front of us. That's what a marriage is. That's what a partnership is. That's what any relationship is. It is a show and tell. And when we show what we are, who we are, and what we tell is what we are and who we are, and they match, that builds trust. If what we show isn't what we tell, sudden there's this weird energy in the air. Like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. And then you start asking questions because you don't want to be confrontational. You don't want there to be an issue. But something in you is saying, wait a minute, all these chips that I, let me see, they're not really falling in place. Wait, what did you say you did? And then they give you more details and more details to try to prove that that's what they did. And maybe that might not be what they did. So when the show and tell don't match, when the truth versus the non-truth doesn't match, now the honor of the relationship, any relationship, the honor starts to feel attacked. Because one of the things that all of us pride ourselves on is at least feeling honorable where we put our time. And so when we don't feel like we're either being honored or we're the one being honorable to the relationship, our show and tell doesn't match. Now we're going to have some sense of discord. You're going to have some sense of questions when you go to sleep. Things aren't matching. There isn't a balance. The truth versus the non-truth keeps coming up. And then you want to talk about it. And then you want to say, hey, wait a minute. And instead of attacking, no, I know you just told me that, but I just felt a little off about it because something just didn't fit. Let me see. Let me see if I told you this, what would your question be? Because they'll tell you, oh, wait, I can see where you got messed up there. Oh, I can see where you could not have understood what I said. As opposed to accusing. Because Christ said something to me, and it sticks in my mind over and over again, because there's times I just want to say, oh, you've got to be kidding me. But this was in the beginning. Now I just know better. And one, I realized I didn't let people finish talking. I just thought I knew what they were going to say, and I rolled right over them. But I don't do that anymore. Not even to myself. And then when they finish talking, they may actually answer your question. And there's a gift back to you by having that patience to hear someone talk. And then if things don't add up, you got to say, oh, wait, I'm trying to figure this out. Or explain to me further because something doesn't match. You know, show and tell doesn't match. And it's easy when you say show and tell because it's something we all understand. What I'm seeing doesn't match what you're telling me. And once it matches, we're free to go on. Like Christ always says, tell the truth and then you know your next step. If you don't tell the truth, you get stuck there until the truth presents itself before you can go on. It's an interesting thing how powerful the truth is. But when I asked Christ this morning, and I don't know what it is. I wake up so early and my brain it's all I can hear is Christ. And then I wake up and then I get going. But I was thinking about today's show and I thought, but what really is it about accountability? Like there's got to be something other than, yeah, we know the truth is important. And the show and tell part, that's huge. Because if you just remember that for the rest of your life in any relationship you're in, my show needs to match my tell. Show and tell, it just needs to happen. That care that you put in just casually, that just you do naturally, that you just, you know, do with your kids or you do with everyone, just comes naturally in a partnership. That builds the kind of trust that allows someone to stay forever. And love deepens. The roots of love start growing through the relationship. You feel this natural connection to introductions to new things in life, to trying new ideas, to feeling safe enough to take yourself to another level, let alone both of you, let alone the other person, and not feel threatened by those changes of growth. Because what happens when accountability isn't around and one of you wants to go to school or one of you wants to change jobs or one of you wants to take a class in dance or something like that, the other one's like, oh no, what if they do that and then they don't want me anymore or they outgrow me, and then we start getting scared and we want to pull them back down to where we are. That's because the accountability hasn't been solidified in the relationship. When you both know you're going to ride this out no matter what, and you trust it because of the behavior, show and tell matching, you can do anything. You can and you will do anything and still be okay and be happy for each other because fear now has been put in place. It's an interesting, powerful position of life. If there's anything I would choose, if I got to choose out of everything Christ has taught me since the day I've seen him, to teach kids in school, it would be accountability. That's how big accountability is. It is one of the very first things Christ talked to me about. And then he made me accountable. And it wasn't easy because I didn't even know or think in accountability. Maybe I should say that. True to my word. I did have a hard time if I had to lie about something. I remember when I was going to lie to my parents about where I was going one day because I had a boyfriend and I couldn't tell them because I couldn't handle it. And I said, God, you got to help me on this one. I'm going to tell my parents I'm going to the library. And I am, but I'm actually going there to meet a boy. So I came clean to God, but I knew my parents were limited in that. And I thought, I have to tell someone, it might as well be you. And I went, but it still bothered me, but I couldn't tell them because I would have gotten in so much trouble that I wouldn't have been able to ever go out again in my mind. That accountability. So Christ, you know, strolls in after I see him and started making me accountable on little things like, why are you doing this? Do you enjoy it? How are you handling this? Are you really telling the truth? And by truth, he didn't mean, am I physically, words coming out telling the truth, but am I saying yes when I should be saying no? Am I spreading myself out too thin, which leaves me from being focused? Am I with a partner because I feel that person will fit my life or because I believe we make good partners? Is my desperation making decisions or is my heart making decisions? Am I doing this for me or am I doing this to please people? Does this really make me happy or do I feel like I have to do it or I won't be happy? Those were the questions. And a lot of those questions, I didn't like my answers. Because those answers told me that I was doing a lot of stuff I shouldn't have been doing. Because the reasons behind them, even though it looked good and normal on the outside and I looked like this good woman who worried about her family and did this and did that, why was I doing it was the bigger question. Don't say yes when you really don't want to do something. Because what happens is it might look easy and it might look nice of you to say yes to everything and so people don't get mad at you. But what happens is that mad that you saved the other people from having at you, you start having towards yourself because you know that you've given all your time away. You don't have time to think. You don't have time to do what you need to do. You stay up later. Now you're sleeping less. Now you're waking up tired. And it's a complete domino effect of going in the wrong direction. And it's a detour. And then 10 years later, you wake up and go, what is the meaning of my life? And it's because of accountability. It's what accountability means. We will never turn our back on accountability because once you do that, you've turned your back on yourself. And if you do it in a relationship, you've turned your back on the partnership. So what Christ actually said was, as long as we are accountable, we can look each other in the eye, and that keeps us connected. When you know why you're doing something, you can look anyone in the eye. You have nothing to hide because you've hid nothing from yourself. There's things I would do that I really, really enjoyed when I was married the first time, and I was scared to tell my husband, because, you know, I didn't know at the time about narcissism. And I knew, though, that if he knew I was happy, he would try to bring me down a notch. But if he knew I was broken, he would try to bring me up a notch. And if he brought me up a notch, then once I was happy again, he became competitive with me and he wasn't nice to me. So I stayed a broken wing or I hid my happiness. Because I had learned over 13 years that if I am happy, he doesn't bode well because we did not have accountability. I tried to have accountability. I tried to talk to him about it, but when he would get threatened with me being a strong person, he would not talk to me for a month, 2 months, 3 months at a time to put me back in place, whatever that meant. But I didn't know anything about the things we talk about on the show. I wish we had a show like this at that time because I really suffered at the hands of not understanding. But show and tell definitely did not match. Truth versus non-truth, we were really high on the non-truth side. And once everything eroded, there was nothing left to hold on to. But had we been truthful about everything that happened, not just one of us, both of us, we'd be able to look each other in the eye. And when we look each other in the eyes, I don't care who it is, a bond happens. When we look each other in the eye, we touch God in those moments. That's how rare it is. But anyone, even if it's by accident, a glance, you never forget the people you look in the eye. Think about all the people you've looked in the eye. Sometimes when somebody is lying, they try to look you in the eye, but they get all shifty because they can't handle it. Because it's that powerful. But once you look another person in the eye, and let's say it's your partner, and you do that every single day, imagine the depth of that bond. When you look each other in the eye and you go to work, you're connected to that person you live with in a way that you wouldn't be if you didn't see them for a few days or for, you know, a lot of time, where you talk and your backs are to each other, one's in the kitchen doing this, one's, you know, and you don't have that time where you talk. And you look each other in the eye and you talk about your day. It is a freedom. It is a clearing of the air. The energy in the air is bouncing around in your home and it's happy because of accountability. When Christ wrote over and over again in Origins of Truth about truth, love, and purity, and I remember sitting down to write it and going, what more can you say about truth and love and purity? And there was always something more. And I would read it and I'd be so fascinated trying to figure out, how could we not have known this? How could we not have felt this? But we replaced those feelings with pressure and stress and, you know, trying to keep up with whatever it was we were told we have to do. And until we reclaimed our time, we actually didn't even make time to think about who we were or why we were the people we are. One of the most frequently asked questions when I first saw Christ was, I don't know what my purpose is. What is my gift? We didn't even realize that being able to raise our children is a gift. Being a good person to ourselves is a gift. That's why I wanted to do the show about gift giving before this one. Because what we think of as gifts and what are gifts are two different paradigms. They're two different worlds, two different stories. And people are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, where were we going with that? I don't think I want to go there anymore. I don't feel anything anymore. It's not exciting anymore. It used to be. It worked for a while. But I need more now because I am more now. I am more now. I know more of me now. I'm starting to get me, and that feels so good that I don't need stuff to support me, that I need to go buy to feel good today, or I need to do to feel good today. I get me. And I kind of know that if I just do the things I really want to do, everything else will fall in place. And I also know if I stop doing the things I want to do and I start doing things I don't want to do, I'm the one who's going to fall out of place, which will take my relationship there, which will take my kids there. And it will. And it does. And it happens. But accountability is the springboard for self-reliance. Just relying on yourself, trusting your decisions, not second-guessing yourself. Care for others. Once you have self-care, you can actually care for others. Without it, you can't, because you thought would be, I can't even take care of myself. How the heck am I going to take care of you? All of that stems back to accountability. If I had one thing to teach, I would start there. Every story that I tell when I do a summit or when I speak or I do an interview, it all goes back to how I learned accountability. In the beginning, we have it naturally. But then we're taught that if we behave the way we want to behave, whatever that means, we will never make it in life. We need to study. We need to get out of school. We need to go back to another school. We need to get out of that. We need to go back to another school. We need to get out of that. And then we got to get a job, and we got to just wake up and smell the coffee. This is real life. And that real life ended up being a fake life. Everybody can do that. There's what you call the creatives, the people who have different ideas, but there wasn't a way for them to be rewarded by having different ideas. There wasn't a way for us to be rewarded by being who we naturally are. So we all tried to be something that we didn't really know how to be. We had to be taught how to be it. I always think of animals in the jungle and us telling a lion, you have to sit, you have to go to school so you know how to kill your dinner and eat and survive. And the lion's like, but I already know how to do that. I don't need you to tell me how, because now you're going to complicate me and tell me you do this first. I already know how to do that. Well, we have that instinct, but we have not been taught to stay in our instinct. We have been taught on how to do things, which in some ways was counterproductive to how we think, and that's where we started getting a little separated and then a lot separated from our souls, because we didn't have a forum to be accountable in. Because everything we had to do was planned out for us. Isn't that crazy? When you really think about it that way, and I think about how I raised my children, had I stayed married, because my kids were 7 and 5 years old when I got divorced, and I know it was hard at the time because we were the only people in our community that were a divorced family, but I did everything to keep everything the same. I worked 2 jobs. I stayed in the same house. I didn't want to change their house and their school. And I tried to cover all my bases, let's just say. But it turned out that accountability, that reality of getting divorced when we knew it was now going to hurt the whole family to stay together, as time went on, because time answers every question, in our community, a lot of the families got divorced after their last child finished high school. And I'm talking enough for it to be a pattern cited in another way. Plus, they saw an example of a relationship that wasn't working all those years. And all of a sudden, I didn't feel like the outcast anymore. I felt like a leader. Like, wow, I thank God. My truth was on the table much sooner because I got to live in it all those years as opposed to covering it up. Pay attention to accountability. Ask yourself if you're accountable to yourself. I did this. Yes, I did this. You never need to do that. And if you are, ask yourself why. You guys, I will see you tomorrow for Dream Theme Thursday. These shows are going by way so fast, but I love them. I love you for being here. Thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.